It's all a pleasure to be joined by Greg Norman here. Right outside these doors is the PGA Merchandise Show. And I love what you said, when golf is better, technology is good for the game of golf. But elaborate, what are the end products or the results of technology in golf, in your opinion?
Well, I think technology speeds up the game.
Yep.
A lot of people probably contradict that in some ways, but I don't believe that's the case. It simplifies the game because you can understand what you're doing right or wrong. Just look at what TrackMan's done for the modern-day top professional, right? It's taught them how to be really, really precise about how they're playing the game of golf. So that's technology. Technology in our phones and what we want to use with that is no different. So, you know, seeing Garmin do what they're doing with their S62 or whatever they're doing with the Z80 is really impressive because it really makes the game of golf a lot more enjoyable. And if you don't use technology, you're not going to be taking advantage of getting better in some way, shape, or form. And really, it's when we all started getting in technology, whenever it was, a decade ago, two decades ago, now it's way more user-friendly. And that user-friendly approach is like, hey, here it is, that's what it is, I know exactly what my yardage is, boom. It's like when I first tried the S62 the other day, it was like crazy good. You know, compared to my regular caddy that I have all the time, who you think is good, but he gets overshadowed. And I said to him, hey, Jay, you know what? This is telling you a lot right here. You need human interaction. You need human advice on how to get from point A to point B. But when technology outshines human intelligence to some degree, you go, I know I'm onto something pretty good.
Yeah, and all the companies that you partner with or any ventures that you're involved in, there always seems to be a theme of maybe technology as part of the theme. So do you look for that? Do you look for things that are, before you jump into something, you look
I'll give you an example. Yeah, absolutely. Go way back in the fabrics of shirts, right? When I was number one golfer in the world, I used to practice a lot. Well, practice a lot in South Florida, hot, humid, sweaty. So we were the first to come out with play-dry material, moisture-wicking
material.
Away from the heavy cottons, right? So we wanted to get that, and my gosh, did it improve my quality on the golf course? Absolutely it did, right? So what do we do next? That works, right? So we introduced play-dry. Now what do we do next? Let's go to two below, right? So for probably a quarter of a century, maybe even longer, 30 years I've been involved with technology to some degree. Cobra, same way. When I bought into Cobra, my investment dollars that I bought 12% of the company on went into research and development, technology. And it made the game better for ladies and seniors. So, if you don't invest into it, you're never going to grow your company. You're looking after the masses anyway.
Yeah.
And the masses want it. So how are you going to be a disruptor or a differentiator, right? So that's why I've always been fascinated by it.
I know you like looking forward, but do you ever take a step back and take a look? Wow, if we had this technology when I was coming up or when I was young, you would have made use of it. And who knows what you could have done.
Look,
I know you can always look back.
You can always look back, but who knows what it would be. It's like, in my prime, we had the best of technology working for us. But in my prime, I analyzed each golf club for myself. So my manufacturer sent me a set of golf clubs, and I hit them, and my 6-iron was my favorite golf club, and I was getting constant performance out of it. I would break that golf club down and analyze the weight of the head, the weight of the ferrule, the weight of how much epoxy I used, find the shaft spine of where it lay, whether it was 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and I'd replicate each in that shaft angle, the spine of the shaft, in every other golf club. So I would find that. Is that technology?
You were doing your own technology tests.
Sure. Right, exactly. So I would talk to Tom Crow, rest in peace Tom Crow, who was the founder of Cobra. We would be talking about stuff like that, how to make a better golf club with the components we had in those days, right?
Yeah.
And so we evolved into it. And it's only because of my inquisitive mind and the fact that I, you know, wanted to learn for myself to make myself a better golfer that I wanted to perfect the golf club.
And nobody knew your game better than you, so...
Tom Crow used to say to me, Greg, if we bought a brand new driver to you, you would tell us how many layers of paint was on it. Because you could tell, right? And he admired the feedback, and that's why he became a better designer and inventor of golf clubs, because of the feedback that I was giving him. No different than Greg Norman collection in the shirts, right? Now we have Puma golf shoes, and the feedback you give them, how your feet are moving underneath during the golf swing. You know, all that feedback, the watch, gives the opportunity for the weekend warrior to be a better weekend warrior.
That's invaluable information for the manufacturer as well.
Yeah.
So wrapping up here with Greg Norman, last question, a golf question. Are you kind of amazed by the young golfers coming up tonight when they get on the tour? They're kind of fearless. The young golfers are winning now. When you were playing, you know, maybe there was a year or two kind of baptism period for the young guys, but these young guys coming up now are swinging for the pins and fearless, and they're winning.
Well, I would go not to the young professional golfers. I would look into the college system. I'd look into the
Strong.
U.S. kids program. I'd look into those programs where they're taking kids who are, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, and educating them in such a good fashion, being technically correct, mentally correct, grooming them the right way. Then they get into high school golf, and then they get into college golf. And by the time they come out of it, they're ready to go. And the intimidation factor now in golf, there was Arnold intimidation, Ben Hogan intimidated, Jack Nicklaus intimidated, I intimidated, Seve intimidated, Tiger intimidated. Now it's, who's really the intimidator?
Is it because there's not one guy that's
because
separated himself?
There's so many great players now, right? There's so many good kids coming out, and I love it. It's so healthy for the game of golf to have 12, 14 guys who can be number one player in the world in a nanosecond.
And that's going to happen, yeah.
Well, look at it in the last couple of years, how it's revolved, right? Rory, then Brooks, and then JT, and then somebody else. It's like, okay, guys, Jason Day, you know, you're handing off the baton every now and then, and when you don't have that, when you're used to having number one and you don't, you want to get better to become number one again. So it elevates your practice and your dedication and your commitment to be better. So I love it. I love the way the game is right now.
Cream always rises to the top, and we loved when you were on top. So,
so did I.
And you're on top of all the latest technology, which is great.
Yes.
So we appreciate that.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.